You want the best sales manager questions and answers? I've got that and so much more on this episode of The Inside BS Show. So you want the best sales manager interview questions and answers. Maybe you're going to interview for a sales manager job and you want to know what the right answers are, or maybe you're a business leader and you're hiring a sales manager and you want to ask the best questions. I've got five killer, absolutely killer questions for you. And then I've got the ultimate question that you should ask, or the ultimate answer that you should give. So you see these five things here? These are the best questions. I'm going to share them with you, and then I'm going to share the right answers. But the ultimate question, the very best question, is at the end of our time together. You're not going to want to miss this because it could make all the difference between hiring a really good sales manager and hiring someone who's just okay. Join me. Let's dive right into the content right now. I've got some great sales manager interview questions and answers for you. Let's start with the first one. Mr. Sales Manager Candidate, tell me about the best client relationships you've ever had. And what you're looking for when you ask this question is you're looking for specific detail. So if you're a sales manager candidate, you need to give very specific detail about your best client relationships. And it better be a client relationship where the client purchased something from you over and over again, the client worked with you for years and years and years, and the client was a fantastic relationship, and you're going to give the person who you're talking to that client's phone number so they can talk to them and see what a great relationship you have. In a sales manager interview, you're looking for somebody who is a relationship magnet. You're looking for someone who can connect with other people easily, effortlessly, and they stay in touch with people over the years. And that takes us to the second question. Mr. Sales Manager Candidate, tell me how you stay in touch with people you've worked with over the years. Tell me about some people that you stayed in touch with since high school. Tell me about some people you stayed in touch with since college. Tell me about people you've stayed in touch with since you were in graduate school. How about your last few jobs? Tell me about people you stayed in touch with in previous jobs where you worked. Now, the answers to these questions are obvious. You need to have two or three relationships that you can highlight with people that you've stayed in touch with since high school, since college, since graduate school, and through all of your jobs. If you don't have two or three people that you can talk about in each stop along the way during your career, during your life, that says something about you and your ability to stay in touch with people. And maybe sales isn't the right career for you, because great salespeople collect relationships over the years and they keep them and they continue to communicate with people forever and ever and ever. The third question that I love to ask people in a sales manager interview is, find me a deal. In fact, I will call them 2 weeks before the interview and I'll say, part of the interview process is that you introduce me to someone who can do business with me or do business with my company. Now, you can either do this over the phone, you can do it on Zoom or Skype, or you can do it in person, but I want you to do some research and I want you to find me a deal. And I want you to bring that deal to me. Now, really good sales manager candidates will bring me the deal before the interview so that we can talk about that meeting in the interview. The best people I've ever interviewed set up a meeting, they called my assistant and they found out when I was free. They set up a meeting for me and them with a potential client. And then in the interview, it was very easy. We talked about the steps they did to get the deal. And I always end up hiring a person who tries really hard and sets a meeting with me in advance. Plus, I can observe them in the meeting and I can figure out whether there's somebody I can see myself working with over the long term. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking to yourself, Dave, these are sales managers. These are not salespeople. Well, if the sales managers can't do the job they're coaching the salespeople to do, what good are they going to be? They may never have to set a meeting in their sales manager career, but in order to get the job as a sales manager, I want to know that they can do it. And it's important for me that my salespeople know that I'm asking the managers to do this before I hire them. The salespeople need to know that I've vetted these managers thoroughly before I ever offer them a job. Now, the fourth thing I do, and I do this over the phone, sometimes I do it before the interview, sometimes I do it after the interview, is I ask them to role play with me their phone skills. I want to see how they are at dealing with adversity over the phone. Sometimes I'm an easy client. In fact, I always start off by being the easy client. Then the second or third call, I'm a more difficult client. The fourth call, I'm surly, and I try and rush them off the phone, and I want to see what they can do to keep me on the phone, and I want to try and rattle them. If I get them upset, if they rattle easily, I'm not hiring them. Why? Because it's not just the clients who are going to piss off the sales manager. It's the salespeople. As a sales manager, you got to have thick skin. You got to have bulletproof underwear. That's what I call it. And you got to let things roll off your back. Your salespeople are going to aggravate you. Your clients are going to aggravate you. Traffic is going to aggravate you, and you can't let the customer see it ever. Never let them see you sweat. You can never let people know that they've gotten under your skin. I don't hire sales managers who can't control their emotions. The fifth thing I do when I work with a sales manager is I ask them for their system for selling. Now look, companies may have a specific system, a specific process they use to sell, and that's fine. But every sales manager I've ever worked with who is any good had their own personal system, and the people that they worked with that they favored, the people that they worked with who are their best salespeople, they taught them their system. If the sales manager doesn't have a system, you can share a system with them and they can change it up, adapt it to meet their needs. Now, if you're looking for a sales system that fits perfectly for this, I've got one for you. Here's what I want you to do. Go to this website, revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. Right there, you can download my system, enter your name and your contact information. My revenue roadmap will show up. It's a booklet. It's about 20 pages long. It's a really easy read. At the end of the booklet, there are some questions. You can answer the questions and customize the system for your product, your service, whether you sell high-ticket consulting, private jets, or professional services. This system, I've used it in dozens of different industries with my clients over the years. It works like magic. That's a system you can use if you're interviewing as a sales manager. You can use that system in the interview, and you can blow away the person that you're speaking with. Now, I promised you a secret that will make all the difference. I promised you an ultimate question that you can ask someone that will ensure that you're hiring the right person. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to get references from their references. Let me explain. Before the interview, you're going to ask the person on the phone for references, and they'll give you at least three. You're going to call those three people, and you're going to ask them for other people's names and contact information that they know the person that you're interviewing in common. So here's how this works. You're interviewing a guy named Pete, and Pete gave you Jane as a reference. You're going to call Jane before the interview, and you're going to ask Jane the questions. Hey, how long did you work with Pete? Tell me about Pete's style. What did Pete do that you really liked? If Pete has an area for improvement, what's that going to be? Jane's going to tell you all that. And she's going to give you the best possible answer because she talked to Pete ahead of time, and they colluded on what the answer is going to be. The final thing you're going to say is, Jane, before I go, I need to ask you one more thing. Who are some other people that you and Pete worked with, that you and Pete know in common? Oh, we know Theo in common. Great. Jane, can you give me Theo's name and phone number? I need another reference for Pete. I'd love to call Theo. Jane will say, oh, I'm not really sure. Look, Jane, this is important. You want Pete to get the job, right? Give me Theo's phone number. So she'll give you Theo's phone number. You hang up the phone and you immediately call Theo before she can call him, and you ask Theo the same questions. Now, Theo was not given to you by Pete. You found Theo through Jane, so Theo is going to be caught off guard. He may not like Pete. They may have had a conflict. So you're going to get the truth. And here's the thing. You can use that question and answer with the third party, with Theo. When Pete comes in, you're going to say, hey, listen, I talked to Jane. She said good things about you, but you knew that because you're smart and you set that up in advance. I also talked to Theo. Jane gave me Theo's name and phone number. I talked to him, you know, and he mentioned this one time that you guys were working on something and you took a couple of shortcuts. Why don't you explain that to me? Tell me a little bit about that. Why do I do that? Well, first, I may find out something that, you know, the person who is the original reference giver wouldn't tell me. I may find out the guy was arrested. I may find out, you know, that he stole from the company. I may find out that he was fired when he told me he quit. I may find out something that may disqualify him, but it's more likely I'll get material that I can use in the interview to discuss with him. But the best thing about that is he'll be caught off guard. And why do I want to catch him off guard? As a sales manager, his people, his sales team, they're going to catch him off guard all the time. And I want to see how quick he is on his feet. He may be in a meeting with a client, and the client may bring something up that he didn't think about. And the client's going to catch him off guard. So I need to see how fast he is on his feet. I need to see how sharp he is mentally. I need to see if he can handle himself under pressure. That's essential. And that's the ultimate question. I just jumped up and down. That's the ultimate question. That's the sixth thing I promised you today. Look, if you want more great information, I'm having a great time with this, and I'm having a great time with you. If you want more information just like this that's going to help you hire the best sales manager possible, watch the next video in this series. Watch it right now. Scroll down there and click on it. Come on. I'll see you in the next video.